An All-Ireland final appearance doesn't come around that often, except that is if you're a Tyrone Minor footballer. Over the past three decades, Tyrone have certainly took full advantage of their dominance and have become kingpins of the minor game. And that success has indeed transcended into the senior grade, especially over the past decade. This Sunday, a minor crop from the Garden of Tyrone Football will once again go in search of the Tom Markham Cup at Croke Park, Cork their opponents at headquarters. Going into the tie, Tyrone have been tagged as very much big favourites, but no one, especially the vastly experienced manager Raymond Munro, is taking anything for granted or will get carried away. His and Cathal McInerney's build-up to the final has been meticulous as always.
Well, I suppose the most important thing for ourselves, Paddy, is that we prepared to ensure that whatever team we put out on the day in the All-Ireland final is the best prepared team that for Tyrone's benefit, you know, and that we can ensure that the lads produce the qualities that we know they have on the day. And I think, you know, we have to concern ourselves with the things that we have control of, and that's the present Tyrone minor squad. You know, obviously if we can bring the strengths that the panel has together on the day to ensure that Cork don't become the threat that we obviously respect that they're going to be, you know, but we're more concerned maybe with ourselves and ensuring that our preparation's right. We'll respect certainly Cork after the last day, a massive performance coming back from what they come back 9 points down. Again, they'd be formidable opponents on the day, but you know, we go into the final with a 50-50 chance, so we'll take it from there.
Injuries though have been a problem for Tyrone. In recent weeks they've lost goalkeeper Mark McReynolds, and as manager Munro revealed, there's other concerns.
Yeah, certainly, and I suppose we can throw Tommy Canavan into the mix there too. You know, Tommy hasn't fully recovered from his semi-final injury. Unfortunate, very unfortunate for Mark McReynolds, you know, on a personal level. You know, obviously, chance playing in the All-Ireland final. You know, we have to thank Mark, especially look back to the Down performance, you know, the save that he made there. It was top thrower, you know, and it's very unfortunate for himself. And the injury is such that it's definitely ruling him out. And still in a bad way of going, you know, but we'll give him to the last minute, and we'll hopefully our medical team will work all that they can. And if that means that he's fit to be part of the panel, then so be it. If not, then we'll have somebody to move up into his place, and we'll be fully confident that whoever moves up will be able to do and fulfil the role that, you know, with the heft on the day. So we'll be confident of that way.
Tyrone, though, are a resilient bunch, and injuries and problems like that just seem to galvanise the team.
Well, I would say they do, you know, among, you know, the great thinking, especially as we always say, especially in Tyrone, you know, it's difficult at the start when you start out because of the two successful maybe colleges at McCrory Cup level, that you have so many fellas from each college there, and to try and bring them together. And when you see at the start of the year maybe two different groups, and suddenly at the end of the day they're all mixed among each other and the best of friends, and the feel for each other, certainly, you know, the lads are feeling for Mark, but Mark has a big role to play still in that. You know, obviously be chatting to whichever the two goalkeepers is going to be used on the day, and you know, it's important that his spirits remain high and get the message across to the other fellas that, you know, he won't lose out. If we win this here, he'll get his All-Ireland medal the same as the other fellas, and you know, that's the most important thing. And it's not to say the lads have to go out and win it for Mark, but they'll have him in their thoughts, and they'll know the effort and commitment and what role Mark you know, played throughout the year and getting us to the final. But on the day, it's about the fellas that's going to be actually playing on the day. If they can perform to their best, I believe that that should be good enough to win the All-Ireland.
And if you needed anything else added into the mix, both Munro and Cathal McInerney have of course guided Tyrone to an All-Ireland title success in 2008. How important will that experience be?
Well, maybe trying to guard the fellas away and protect them from the pitfalls that may be out there. And, you know, like obviously we have the experience of 2008 to fall back on, but this is a completely new squad. You know, they've went out, they've showed the whole no fear of Croke Park. The most important thing for ourselves is this present panel have been performing on the day of the game, which is very, very important. That's the most important time to perform. And you know, if we look back to where on the 27th of April in Breffni Park, where they've come from in the Dublin game, I think that was the greatest lesson they learned this year. They certainly would have learned a big lesson the last day, and that was not to listen to everything that youth men is going to write about them, that they have to realise it's on the day, past performances win nothing, so the challenge now lies to perform on the 19th of September.